Lehigh County Historical Society is one of the largest historical societies in America. Their 30,000 square foot headquarters museum, the Lehigh Valley Heritage Museum, is a state-of-the-art climate-controlled facility on Allentown's Walnut Street that houses one of the finest historical research libraries in the state of Pennsylvania. The museum includes six galleries with more than 13,000 square feet of permanent and rotating exhibits, exploring the extraordinary story of both the Lehigh Valley and America. And just in time for the holidays, the museum is highlighting another gem of Valley history. Pip the Mouse, a beloved Christmas tradition for generations, is starring once again in his puppet-filled performance of The Mouse Before Christmas. Created by Dr. George Cregan and his wife Joanne, the puppet show debuted in Hess's department store Holiday Windows in the early 1960s. Pip is by now a well-traveled mouse, over the years having moved indoors to Hess's Christmas Fantasyland, then on to the Liberty Bell Museum in Allentown, and now at home in the Lehigh Valley Heritage Museum, spreading holiday magic along with his museum neighbor, Thomas the Tank Engine. This is WDIY 88.1 Public Radio, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain Kate Scuffle, your host, and this evening I'm talking with Jill Youngkin, Assistant Director, Chief Curator, and Director of the Library and Archives with the Lehigh Valley Heritage Museum. So welcome and happy holidays, Jill.
Same to you. Happy holidays. This is always an exciting time of year, isn't it?
It is, and it's wonderful. I mean, it's interesting to me, the nostalgia for our childhoods, you know, the idea of tradition, what carries through, kind of brings out the kid in all of us at this time of year, I think. And
I agree.
I know there's so much we want to talk more about the museum, the work, the resource, the exhibition, the library, but particularly this time, let's just start with Pip, because there is that historical link. And could you just give us a little backstory on Pip? I mean, the Cregans created several, I think, stages and shows initially, but I think we've got the last one left, don't we?
Yes, we are. It's an assumption that this is the last one. We have not found any other one, so we believe that it is,
right.
Which in itself is quite historical to have this one Pip stage left here in Allentown. So we're very happy. We feel privileged to have it here. And it's been exciting. It makes our Christmas even more exciting now that we have Pip here with us. He has his own new home, and we've all gotten to know him very well and to love him as well. And it's just a great relationship with Pip and also with Thomas, the Tank Train Engine. So they've become really good buddies.
Well, Pip consists of, and I want to talk about the train engine experience as well. Pip consists of essentially, when we're talking about the stage, it's a puppet show for the uninitiated. It's the Mouse Before Christmas who ends up collaborating with Santa. And I remember I found it fascinating. I'm not a native. And when I moved to the area, Hess's was about to close. And my experiences of Pip would be at the Liberty Bell Shrine Museum.
Right.
And it was fascinating to see that apparently, I guess, when Pip had moved from the, I may be wrong about this, when Pip moved from the Hess's windows and went indoors to the fifth floor to the Fantasyland, the Christmas area.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Was it the Cregans or the Cregans created? They were known for the animatronics, the animated dolls and figurines and...
Oh, right. Yes. It was actually a combination, some of those from the Cregans. And I wish I could turn the screen here and everyone, you know, you could see what it looks like now, because that would give you an indication of all the figures that are down there that are with Pip every time that we have a performance.
Right.
But there's a combination of Cregan, just wonderful one. In fact, there's a Santa and Mrs. Santa that, from what I understand, looks very similar to what the Cregans look like, that they base Mr. and Mrs. Santa on themselves. And they're very, very cute. They're lovely. They move. It's fascinating.
Right.
The kids just absolutely love it. And there's also we have some stuffed animals from Hess's here too.
Okay.
I'm sure a lot of people, at least my age and older, and maybe a little younger, remember when Hess's would have on the fifth floor. When you went up there and there were stuffed animals that were huge, you never saw anything more fascinating in your life, and you wanted to take one home. But they were hundreds of dollars, and your parents would just say, "Not this Christmas." But boy, they were just, it was a wonderland. And Pip was there as well to add to that magic of Christmas. Since we've had Pip now with us since 2023, and that's when we started our first performance, we had people who had come to all the PIP programs and continue, and they are now grandparents. And so they were here as kids and came every year, and then they brought their children to see PIP, and now they're bringing their grandchildren. And believe me, there's pretty many grandchildren because they come to every performance that we have here. They have since 2023, and I'm sure they'll finish up this year with all their grandchildren as well. So that is what, there's that magic, but also there's that continuity. And I just think that's wonderful to have that and to have these families come and enjoy a day of fun here at the museum. We've made some changes. I'll let everybody in on this. We've made some changes with Pip. We've expanded the stage because we had more room. So we've made the stage larger than it was. We added Christmas trees to it. We've added snow, more, as I said, more figures and stuffed animals to the scenery as well. And then we still do the Santa and the sleigh. It's wonderful. Kids love it with Pip, who comes alive and does that. But we've added some things in the beginning. We start out with Pip talking to the audience, engaging the audience, and the kids are allowed to ask questions. They come, they ask questions, and it's wonderful. They ask them all sorts of questions. And then we do the performance that was with Santa, which was developed by the Cregans. And then after that, or actually, I'm sorry, before that, we also sing Christmas carols. We sing songs as well. We just have a lot of interaction with Pip. And I can't give this secret away, but I'm gonna put a little, Pip has, Pip is multi-talented, and so he likes to do a lot of different things. And he was thinking about kind of mixing things up a little bit at the museum. So he has an announcement to make this coming when we will be back with Pip right after Christmas. He is a star, and I think he's going to be an even bigger star after this. So that's all I'm saying. Pip does not want me to tell you any more because he said, "Just come on out to the museum because he will reveal his secret right after Christmas, the 26th and the 27th."
Okay, so we know when, if we want to be in on the scoop here, we've got to be there for the show. We've got to be there for the Q&A with the mouse himself.
Absolutely, yeah. And the show, it lasts about, it's about 45 minutes or so. So it's like we said, we mixed it up a little bit. You see Pip a lot more. And again, you'll hear this wonderful announcement, which I think everybody's going to be really happy to hear.
And just for our listeners to know, that's the special appearances that they can't miss. That's December 26th and 27th, obviously at the Lehigh Valley Heritage Museum on West Walnut Street. And the shows on the 26th and the 27th, I believe, are what, 11:30 a.m.
Yes.
and then 1:30 p.m. again.
Yes.
And do they need to make reservations
Nope,
or?
they can just come on in. Yeah, just come on in. We have plenty of room here.
All right, so Pip might be needing an agent because he's expanding his.
I think he definitely will need an agent. He's expanding his talents. He really is. And like I said, he's just a wonderful mouse. And he's just gonna have a good time.
Well, and we're coming off on a break in a moment or two when I come back. from the break, I want to talk more about Thomas the Tank Engine too, because one of the other things I've noticed, again, as a blow-in, as the Irish say, to the Lehigh Valley many years ago, a really rich attachment to and fondness for the idea of Christmas train layouts, Christmas trains. I suspect in part the connection to the Pennsylvania German puts that kind of storytelling in its own right, which is also going to be at the museum. But before we go with Pip, I would remind folks too that, as Jill pointed out, it's also a wonderful multi-generation. It's not just for kids.
Oh no, oh no, it is not. Believe me, everyone, adults will love it too. It is just, it's a good Christmas tradition to do. It really is. It's fun. Looks like a
Sorry,
little
I've got a cat
visitor.
joining in that wants the
Oh.
mouse. No, you don't get a mouse.
I was going to say, yeah, a Pip may not be real happy with that. It's he loves everyone, but cats are, he's a little leery of them, and
We don't
they're
have one of
fun.
those on stage for the show.
Right, right.
Again, that's the Lehigh Valley Heritage Museum at 432 West Walnut Street. And this is Pip, the Mouse Before Christmas Puppet Show and Q&A. Special interview. Meet the mouse. Find out what's up next for the mouse. Big things are on the horizon for Pip. It's December 26th and 27th, 11:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m. Again, it's on Walnut Street in Allentown. You've been listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and I've been speaking with the Lehigh Valley Heritage Museum's Assistant Director and Chief Curator, Jill Yunkin, about the museum and about its special holiday programming featuring the Valley's beloved tradition, Pip the Mouse, as well as Thomas the Tank Engine for all you holiday train lovers. We'll be right back with more after this short break.
For the past three decades, WDIY has sustained itself through direct contributions from listeners. Our model is simple. The people who listen to this service are the ones who support the service. As WDIY celebrates its landmark 30th anniversary, we invite you to join us as a WDIY member by making a membership gift today. This is something you could do right now to make a meaningful difference in your community. Call 610-694-8100 extension 4 or online at wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and tonight we've been talking about the rich resources, exhibitions, and programming offered by the Lehigh County Historical Society and its Lehigh Valley Heritage Museum, but with a special focus tonight on its magical holiday programming. My guest has been the museum's assistant director, chief curator, and library and archives director, Jill Yunkin. Jill, welcome back. We've been talking about Pip the Mouse, the big holiday tradition here in the Valley. But Thomas the Tank Engine is Pip's new neighbor. I don't know if it's literally next door, but could you tell us what the museum's offering with Thomas?
Yeah, well, we love Pip, but we also love Thomas, the tank train engine. It's, again, a favorite of all the kids that come. We have a special room, actually special two rooms now, of Thomas where the kids can go. They can enjoy Pip first and go to see Thomas or vice versa. It is upstairs, and we have trains running. We have Thomas running on several different tracks. So the kids are fascinated with that. They can watch Thomas go around and around, and also his friend Percy, and some of the other Thomas engines as well. And then we have coloring for them to do as well. We have a wooden set of Thomas Tank Train engines, so they can build track. They can make their own kind of platform out of all the tracks. And then they can run Thomas on that as well, give it a little push, and he goes around and around and around and up and down. And there's just a lot of different activities for kids to do in terms of with Thomas. There's a video that they can watch as well. There's music that they can listen to or sing to as well. I know I hear it at night when I come home. I just love that song, Thomas. I'm not going to sing it, but it's just great. It's just so catchy. The kids love it. And it's just a good time. And what we really enjoy, and I should mention this, between Pip and Thomas, what we really enjoy are the lessons that they both bring to children. Lessons about caring and learning. It's just very good for them to hear those things and to participate in that as well. So we're very proud about that, that it's a good way for kids to spend a day, a Saturday afternoon or morning here,
right.
And be able to take it all in and have a good time.
It sounds very interactive too, which is lovely for them.
It is very, very interactive. Both of them, Pip yeah. and Thomas, are both very interactive. And that's what's fun too, as for the kids as well. I think we all remember when we were young and sometimes things were not very interactive. I love museums, no doubt about it. But when I was a kid, my parents would pack us up and take us to all these museums, and you would stand outside of a room while somebody was in the room and talk about the artifacts in the room, and you didn't get to go inside the room. You
yeah.
didn't get to do any interactive activities. So I think we all understand how important that is for kids.
Well, before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about as well, you had mentioned to me that we were looking at some images from the Troxel Steckel House here in the Valley decorated for Christmas.
Yes.
And you mentioned you've just been doing a program with school children today about Troxel Steckel Christmas.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that kind of school programming that I know the museum does and does beautifully. I didn't realize there was some with a holiday twist like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Every year we do school programs with focusing on the Troxel Steckel home, 1756,
okay.
Which is in Egypt. That's okay. One of our six sites
right.
that we operate or take care of. Children they go into the Troxel Steckel, and they go from room to room, and in each room we have someone in there who talks to them about the traditions of the Pennsylvania Germans. They're dressed in costume
right.
As well from that time period. And it is a good way, the kids get to decorate the tree, they get to play with some of the games that kids played with back then. They get to make their own pretzels. These are not real pretzels, but it's from Play-Doh. But they get to do that, and they also get to roll out cookies and cut out cookies. Again, this is all with Play-Doh as well.
Right.
But it's a very interactive program, and it is very, brings some specialness to the kids, and they learn. They learn about history as well.
Yeah.
Without knowing they're learning.
Right. What are some of the other sites that the society and the museum manage? Because I love the idea that, especially for a young person, a student, to be learning about Christmas traditions in the past or in the Valley, but to be actually in a house, like in a home, that kind of sense of living history, real presence. Mm-hmm. It's really marvelous. So aside from the actual physical museum, what are some of the other sites again?
Okay, one of the other sites, which is right next to us on our complex here
right.
in Allentown, is Trout Hall.
Right.
That's Allentown's oldest standing house today. And we do tours for not only adults, of course, but we also do tours for kids, school students. And again, our tours we do from kindergarten on up to high school, but we adjust each tour for that particular grade level. So high schooler is not going to get bored with the tour that we're giving to, a first or third grader, that thing. So,
right.
But again, they're all very interactive. They go through the whole house. They learn about James Allen, who lived there with his family
right.
And lived there through a very difficult time. And that was during the American Revolution.
Right.
So they learn not only how a wealthy family lives, Trout Hall, James Allen and his family were wealthy, but
yeah.
they also learn what it was like to live during the American Revolution. And again, we use Trout Hall as kind of a microcosm of the larger picture of the American Revolution. And that's something that we do with all our tours.
Huh.
We don't feel that you can just talk about, for example, the American Revolution in terms of the national picture and leave out the local, and also you can't leave out the local without the national. So we want to put everything in context for these kids so they understand that what happens in history affects
mm-hmm.
everyone. So we do, and again, we have interactive experiences even at Trout Hall. One of the fun things that the kids love to do is to write out an invitation, but they have to write it out with ink and with a pen, a quill pen, which is very difficult to do.
I've always thought it must be, yes.
Yeah, it's not easy, and they think they're going to go right in and start writing, and then they realize, oh, this is not like using a pencil or a pen. So again, that's one of our sites. Another one of our wonderful sites and one of our most popular with the kids is Clausville One Room Schoolhouse.
Okay.
And they spend a day, it's an hour and a half, going through a school day. So they take the persona of someone who was at school at that particular time in 1824 to 1826. They have a school master or teacher there who takes them through their lessons, and very interactive. They have to go up to the chalkboard and do arithmetic or spelling or whatever grade level, you know, they're at, and use a chalkboard. So that's a whole new experience for them as well. But it's also, and they also learn games as too with,
okay,
with that as well,
right,
when they're
right
at recess.
Yeah.
Again, very interactive. They have a lot of fun, and they learn a lot.
It's the best way to learn too, to have it be fun, interactive, and storytelling, really.
It is.
Yeah.
We've had kids who have come back when they were adults and said, I remember Clausville, I remember Trout Hall, and when we did this or when we do that. And that really is what it's all about.
It's interesting too, as before we go, just thinking as our valley changes for these young people too, living in a valley whose the look is changing, the way it's built up or whatever, just the idea that the historical society, the museum, et cetera, preserving these kind of really tactile, literal spaces.
Yes.
Where you can step back in time like that and really have history be three-dimensional and connected to you, do you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's one thing to read it in a book, and
right,
that's wonderful, and
right,
that's very important. But when you can actually see, it can be an abstraction in many ways,
yeah,
you know, just reading a book. But when you can see the home and go through it, it really is a very different experience for children.
Well, I want to thank you. We're just about out of time. And again, we need to revisit this in the spring quickly. We have a moment or so, but I know you've got a lot of special events and exhibitions and things coming up in the coming year.
Yeah, we do. For 2026, of course, very important celebration, the 250th of our country. We're going to have a history expo in May, which is going to be open to the public for the whole day.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of different events going on. They're out town band, a lot of different things. We have special school tours that we are doing for the 250th celebration as well. So we're going to do them at all our sites. And here at the museum, we have a lot of different exhibits going on. We have an exhibit on the American Revolution. We're going to have special events around that. And we always do as well, which we started during the pandemic, but has still been popular for some of the schools, a lot of cyber programs, Zoom programs. So there's a lot. It's going to be a very exciting year next year. Very exciting, filled with so many activities. And
well, thank you. And I encourage our listeners to go to the website, go online, check social media, and keep up with both the Lehigh County Historical Society / the Lehigh Valley Historical Museum. Jill, thank you for visiting with us. And on top of everything else, we're really looking forward to finding out what Pip has to announce.
Okay. So, thank you for having me.
Sure.
Yeah, come on down to see Pip, and you'll hear that big secret.
Thank you. And thanks to you, our listeners, of course, for joining me again here in the Arts Salon. You can find past episodes of Lehigh Valley Arts Salon and our other public affairs programming at WDIY.org, on our award-winning app, and on major podcast platforms. I've been Kate Scuffle. This is WDIY 88.1 FM. And I look forward to joining you again soon, right here on the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. Lehigh Valley Arts Salon is supported by the Dexter F. and Dorothy H. Baker Foundation, who believes lives are enriched through a vibrant and enduring arts community, and invites you to join them in supporting the arts.